Okay, so here we are. There's a team effort here. Doug, obviously not here. Myself, second author, Eduardo Bautista, involved in soil irrigation. Kelly Thorpe, who's here at the meeting. Kevin Bronson, who's our research leader, is not here. Pete Waller, the University of Arizona, has been intimately involved in the design of the program that I'll show you here and how we do the soil depletion. Pedro Andrade Sanchez has been involved with us too at Maricopa doing the tractor-based phenotyping, which is involved in some of the other sessions you'll see here today. So this is the goal. We want to improve irrigation water management in the U.S. Southwest. A large portion of cotton is used surface irrigation methods. We've often been criticized for trying to develop irrigation scheduling methods for surface irrigation because you have limited flexibility in how you deliver the water. But we believe that you, even though you have some of those constraints, that you can improve on water delivery. This is the topographic picture for us. We have largely flat, large fields. ET rates are quite high. Daily ET rates can go well over 10 millimeters per day. Precision leveling has been practiced for a couple of decades now. And if you apply small amounts of water at a time, you can be more efficient. What we'd like to do is develop some scheduling system where we're flexible on how we deliver the system. So obviously, if we're not constrained to standard service delivery, we can adapt to those other technologies. We want to consider the soil water depletion and water needs, and we'll show you how we do that through model and soil neutron probe data, and obviously account for the variability of crop needs. So one of the interests that I'm particularly involved in with Doug is remote sensing. So we incorporate aircraft data. Eventually, if we have satellite data, we'd be able to incorporate that to get vegetation indices, maybe surface temperature, to estimate evapotranspiration. And then we incorporate that into a model. And we did that in 2011 and 2009. So the basic framework for this model is an Excel spreadsheet that Pete Waller developed. We take a surface irrigated field. This is approximately 12 acres. And we break it up into management zones or little cells. I'll show you that on the map in just a second. So we have inputs, including weather, for example, here. Weather is an input here. We have daily updates that the model can incorporate remote sensing, for example. If we have any nitrogen inputs, we can incorporate those. And the right-hand side, we get results of daily water depletion. So here's a list of them. You'll have the soil properties, which we can do one time. We suggest, at least for our region, if you use EM38 surveys and you saturate the soil profile, you can get a good map of soil texture. We can use FAO56 as your baseline and then modify that with crop coefficients based on remote sensing. And then we use infiltrated depths based on Surfer, which is the open source model provided by Eduardo Bautista. So here's the field. It's an oblique view of the 12-acre field here. This is at the west entrance of Maricopa Ag Center, if you've been to the site. On the right-hand side are the irrigation treatments. So there are 16 borders, four treatments by four reps. The four treatments are, as I'll show you in the next slide, are based on standard farm practice, two based on a vegetation index, and one based on the FAO56 model. We take this field and divide it up into 4 by 8 meter cells, which is the smallest management unit for this Pete Waller model. This is the soil texture map. There's not a lot of variability in this particular field, although you can see here there's some greater clay content on the west side of the field here. It's just simply connecting an EM38 behind a tractor, making sure you have non-conductive material near the EM38, and you correlate that with soil moisture and then map the texture. So this is kriging of that EM38 data, and here's the map of the field. Your field, of course, would be show different patterns, but you would only have to do this one time. Doug shows some of the work that I've done here with helicopter. Obviously, it's a research tool, but not an operational tool. But it's a way of seeing what higher resolution remote sensing data could provide you when that becomes available. On the right-hand side is the tractor-based sensor system, where we can put sensors here on a toolbar as we drive through the field. In this case, day of year 126, we interpolated vegetation index across the field. And out of that, we repartitioned that into these 4x8 meter cells. We estimated the infiltrated depth using WindSurfer, which is this open source software available through USDA. We spend an awful lot of time with field validation. In this case, we have 5 soil neutron tubes along each row, and then we, during irrigation events, we also measure advance and recession times, giving us opportunity time for infiltration of the water. That's demonstrated here with these custom-made water depth timers. These data go into the WindSurfer model here, which is illustrated at the bottom. So for August 9th, here's an example of soil water depletion created in each of these cells. So it's in percent, so ranging from approximately 19% up to 60% water depletion. So as you vary the schedule and the soil texture, each of these cells will respond in kind. Here's the locations of the neutron tubes. Quite a massive effort to install these tubes down to 3 meters to make sure that we have no water that is bypassed below the root zone. The study results show, here are the 4 treatments, what we call NDA and NDB, FAO, and MAC. So NDA and NDB are just 2 different ways we might be able to manage the soil water depletion in this precision irrigation setting. NDA is based on an field average, whereas NDB is based on extreme members. So this is sort of a tactical decision about how you want to manage your crop. Do you want to look at how the field performs as a whole, or do you want to look at the extreme members and use that to guide your irrigation? FAO56 is the standard irrigation scheduling approach, modified as needed by these basal crop coefficients. And MAC, unfortunately, is a little bit ill-defined. We have to incorporate this. MAC means this is what farmers might do routinely. So typically during the summer, they're irrigating every 5 to 10 days. We don't know what that's going to be ahead of time, so it makes it a little bit hard to do a scientific evaluation, but we included that. So we let the farm decide when to apply it, and you can see here the differences in total irrigated water. Here it's 862 and 855 millimeters per the season, compared to the farm management practice, which were less, low 800s. Here's the lint yield in kilograms per hectare. You can see that the lint yield was higher for MAC in 2009, but so was one of the farm management practices. Water use efficiency was a little bit higher in the vegetation index approach, 25% to 20%. Here are some predictions just to show you that we're getting around an R-squared around 80% for predicting. The irrigation scheduling program was developed based on soil water depletion approach in small zones. This is a way that we can actually adapt surface irrigation methods as opposed to something like drip or sprinkler, and that we can improve the spatial distribution of water depletion based on this model. And it was consistent, as best we can tell, based on remote sensing of vegetation indices. future ways. We want to make this more practical and robust, which means a good deal of software development, make it easy for anybody to use. Also, to decide how big those cell management cells should be. And thank you very much for your attention. Any questions? I guess if I have a minute.
Anytime, yeah. Do you have any questions?
You just briefly touched on you have nitrogen inputs. Is that just good information to have, or does that affect the model in any way?
Yeah, we don't. In this particular experiment, we didn't have nitrogen treatments, so we just wanted to make sure there was sufficient N. In future experiments, that will be part of the experiment. The issue here. What I didn't say was that my specialty is remote sensing, and when I do those experiments, small fields make it very difficult to make an assessment of evapotranspiration. So we need large fields. And if we have large fields, we don't have room to vary both water and nitrogen, so we try to standardize the nitrogen.
Any additional questions? Okay,
thanks
thank you
very
Andy.
Much.
Appreciate it.